Chapter 17. The English-Only Movement in the U.S. Reading. Imagine growing up monolingual in a small town in America. As a child, you learned English, and it's the only language you know. But in the town where you now live in as an adult, the majority of people speak Spanish, or Chinese, or Russian. It seems like fewer and fewer people speak English, and you feel like it is not your country anymore. This is the fear of some Americans who feel that English should be made the official language of the United States. They believe that all immigrants should be required to speak English, that only immigrants with proven English skills should be allowed to become Americans, and that bilingual education programs should be ended. Only English should be used in our schools, they argue. In recent years, this movement, the English-only movement, has had some success. In 1998 in California, Proposition 227, a proposal to dismantle bilingual education programs in California, passed and became a law. Bilingual education programs were replaced mostly with English-only classes. Here are the main points of the law. All school instruction must be conducted in English. This may be waived if parents show that child already knows English or has special needs, or would learn English faster through an alternate method. Provides initial short-term placement, up to 1 year, in intensive English immersion programs for children not fluent in English. Gives $50 million per year for 10 years for English instruction for individuals to provide personal English tutoring to children in their community. Permits law enforcement by parents and guardians for programs that do not obey the law. The English-only movement has two strong lobbying organizations in Washington, D.C. These groups, English First and U.S. English, lobby the government, spending millions of dollars attempting to enact laws requiring English use in all parts of life. It may seem like English teachers would support these organizations because it would mean additional jobs for teachers. But TESOL, Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages, NCTE, the National Council of Teachers of English, and the Linguistic Society of America are all opposed to these efforts. These groups believe bilingual education is an important part of learning for non-native speakers, allowing them to make a smooth transition between their two languages, rather than an abrupt sink-or-swim approach that English only requires. These groups also understand that bilingualism is not a threat to America or to our way of life. They argue that immigrants have been coming to America for more than 200 years from all over the world. Yet the language of the majority continues to be English. This is not likely to change, they argue, so long as America continues to be an economic and intellectual power in the world. While the English-only groups in America have found some small successes, such as dismantling bilingual education programs, they have not succeeded at their ultimate goal, which is to make English the lone official language of the United States.